She lights up the blogosphere again. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. In the latest Senate debate in Delaware, Tea Party candidate Christine O'Donnell faced off against Chris Coons over freedom of religion.
Where in the Constitution is separation of church and state? You're telling me that the separation of church and state is found in the First Amendment.
Government shall make no establishment of religion.
That's in the First Amendment.
Yes, that is. But O'Donnell got one thing right. The phrase separation of church and state does not occur in the First Amendment. That comes from Thomas Jefferson. As president, Jefferson refused to proclaim days of fasting and thanksgiving the way Washington and Adams had done. And that concerned the Danbury Baptist Association, which wrote him in 1801 asking if he really meant to place the rule of man above the rule of God. And Jefferson responded, very diplomatically, that the Constitution meant only to set up a wall of separation between church and state. And so he felt it was not his place to do anything that might be misconstrued as the establishment of religion, which is why he refrained from even occasional performances of devotion, as he put it. So there it is. And now somebody tell me how any of that creates jobs or pays down the debt. Contrary to those who believe that the Constitution somehow banishes religion from the public stage, any senator or president is free, Jefferson notwithstanding, to go on television and pray to Jesus Christ to bring back jobs and balance the budget. And if that doesn't work, he'd be free to pray to Krishna or Zoroaster or Lady Gaga until something works. Couldn't hurt. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.